This is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Bond in Motion at the London Film Museum. Right in the heart of Covent Garden is the London Film Museum, always a fascinating place, packed two floors of film memorabilia. But until October, I believe, well actually I think it's now going to go until April 2015, it is the home to the largest display of its kind ever staged in London. I refer, of course, to the official exhibition of James Bond vehicles that feature in this hugely popular and iconic film franchise. Now, for James Bond fans, it really is like you've walked into 007 heaven. Now, ever since hitting the big screen in 1962 with Dr. No, James Bond continues to evolve and definitely still is licensed to thrill. Now, talking of license, many wish they had their driving license like this and that they could drive in the same way, as definitely many of the vehicles on show were left us very much thrilling. Now, not only was it the land-dwelling vehicles on show, but those who have left us memorised by watching many underwater sequences and many that feature in the water and also in the air. Now, we all have a favourite Bond film and indeed a favourite chase scene, and nearly every car and exhibit was accompanied by a screen showing the scene where the car, boat or motorbike chase ensued, which truly adds to the whole excitement and adrenaline. Now, also on display were the inventions from Q, as well as the vehicles. Many of those were on loan from the archives of Aeon Productions, who produced the movies, and the Ian Fleming Foundation, who have located and restored the vehicles. Now, indeed, the audio commentary is a great addition, as Ben Collins, the Stig from Top Gear and stunt driver on two of the Bond films, Skyfall and Quantum of Solace, explains that, as you can imagine, after a shoot, not much is always left of a Bond vehicle. Indeed, we only have to think of the scene in A View to a Kill, which is also on display in the exhibition, where Roger Moore's 007 commandeers a French taxi to try and chase down Mayday, and the top and the back are sliced off to great effect. Now, it's just so wonderful to see so many restored vehicles looking absolutely gorgeous on display. Such a treat for the senses. Now, the information on the walls and the visuals are really great, but I have to say the audio really provides some great behind-the-scenes talks from the actors and directors regarding scenes that didn't quite make it in, or did make it in due to a very good viewing from the editors. Indeed, in Octopussy, Roger Moore's now iconic quip at the start before the credits, "Fill her up," almost didn't make it in, but there's an interesting story as to how it did. Also, Patrick McNee talks about how unnerving it was to play the chauffeur in View to a Kill, when the actual Rolls-Royce was a Cloud H that was lent to the film by producer Cubby Broccoli, which, as you can imagine, made for some rather tense driving. Now, as well as vehicles on display, on the mezzanine floor are some never-before-seen and shown concept arts and storyboards created by the production company's art department. Now, you get to see many of these drawings that then get approved by the director to then develop with the artists and to set them up for sequence and to build the all-important models. It's really great to see the sketches for the car tilt scene, the dead-end scene from Diamonds Are Forever by Steve Wright, before then actually seeing the red Ford Mustang that Tiffany Case and James Bond drive in. Seeing the car on its side on the footage of the film is a real treat for 007 fans. Now, Ken Adams really was such an innovative man when it came to film production, a true leader in his field. But thankfully, of course, with the Bond franchise being such an iconic one and an influential one, that whatever dramatic, seemingly impossible device that Ken wanted, or a vehicle that he envisaged, there was always an expert that could be called upon that could make this a reality. It was certainly the case with Little Nelly that featured in You Only Live Twice, which came to life thanks to Ken Adams and wing commander and technical weapons expert at the RAF, Ken Wallace, who Ken Adams had actually heard interviewed on radio. In fact, real weapons were fitted to Little Nelly for extra authenticity. You can also find out about who worked on what film and how Roald Dahl was involved in writing the script for You Only Live Twice. Now, the audio tour, as I say, gives you lots of stories and anecdotes, and there's lots of revelations, including how Timothy Dalton did many of his own stunts. In fact, you can also find out just how long each scene featuring the impressive vehicles could take and how challenging it could be for the crew as they faced icy conditions. There's lots to see, and naturally the DB5 Aston Martin has its fair share of admirers, as did even the miniature model as well, which is equally impressive. So whether you love bikes, boats or vehicles of the air, you're going to love this exhibition. You'll definitely want to see the BMW R12000 that Pierce Brosnan and Michelle Yeoh ride on, or the Honda CRF250R that features in the incredible chase in Skyfall. Or maybe you just love those speedboats. Well, the speedboat from Live and Let Die and the Crocodile Submarine from Octopussy are also wonderful to see. One of the most versatile Bond vehicles, I think you'll agree, is the Lotus Esprit S1 Submersive from The Spy Who Loved Me. And of course, the Q boat is also there as well to admire. Now, I have to say, odd job from James Bond's Goldfinger would certainly take his hat off to this exhibition, which also shows the impressive Rolls-Royce Phantom 3 sporting the ever-glorious AU1 number plate. Oh, and I meant to say, they've got a very impressively stocked gift shop as well, and an experience which can see you taking away a memento with you dressed as Bond in that famous bullet hole opening sequence. It's definitely an experience not to be missed, so do go online to book, and to find out more, go to www.filmmuseum.com. Mr. Bond will be expecting you, and hopes that you'll be coming soon to see Bond in motion. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Bond in Motion, which is currently at the London Film Museum in the heart of Covent Garden, London. Brooklyn's Radio.